I liked an enlarged course of this work first. Daniel Jimenez, my advisor from Rutgers University, Louis Diska, Kate George from USDA, who provides SourceSight, and Richard Heck from University of Wales, who provides computer tomography. Motivation of this work was that atmospheric CO2 and temperature will increase on global scale. Atmospheric CO2 concentration will double up, and temperature will increase by 5 Celsius degrees by the end of this century. These changes are going to affect terrestrial ecosystem. The effect of elevated CO2 and temperature on ecosystem are shown in this diagram. As CO2 increase, plant productivity, root growth, soil input, and soil moisture may increase. These stimulate microbial activity and CNN mineralization in soil system. On the other hand, as temperature increase, plant productivity may increase. However, it will dry soils, root growth and microbial activity may decrease. All these changes may affect soil structure. Researchers found that increased CO2 produced smaller size of aggregate size, smaller size of soil aggregate, and increased aggregate stability. But increased temperature decreased soil stability. So all these changes in soil structure may increase soil erosion and less plant available water in soil. So many people focus on changes or effect of elevated CO2 and temperature on ecosystem. However, there is no direct observation or changes in pore structure under elevated CO2 and temperature conditions. Therefore, objectives of this work was measuring pore system or pore structure in soils along CO2 and temperature gradient using local porosity distribution. The reason we chose the local porosity distribution was it is a substitute of pore size distribution, and the local porosity distribution information can be applied to permeability or fluid transport modeling. Second objective was characterizing spatial analysis of local porosity distribution using a universal multi-fractor model. Now, soil samples were taken from plots in urban, suburban, and rural sites of Maryland. Each site has 4 plots. All sites were excavated and filled with the same soil in 2002. Therefore, initial soil condition of all sites were similar, but they have a natural gradient of CO2 and temperature across sites. Urban site located in center of Baltimore soil had the highest value of atmospheric CO2 concentration and soil temperature. On the other hand, rural sites located in farm area outside of Baltimore had the lowest value of CO2 and soil temperature. This is the first photo is the example of soil sample. 3 soil samples were taken from each site. The size of sample was 5.5 centimeter in diameter and about 13 centimeter in height. All 9 soil samples were taken to University of Guelph in Canada to scan by computer tomography. The computer tomography we used provides images with resolution of 32 micrometer. In computer, we reconstructed 3-dimensional image of 1,000 by 1,000 by 1,000 voxels, as you can see in here. After this reconstruction, we converted images into a series of 2D binary images using ImageJ plugins. From binary images, we calculate local porosity distribution. Here is a simple diagram how we calculate local porosity. First, we divide the whole image by smaller size of cubes or a subset. From one subset, we counted total number of voxels and count number of pore voxels, here are shown as red cubes. Based on this information, we obtained porosity from one subset and repeated this procedure throughout the whole images. And this color 3D images are the result of local porosity calculation. One small cube represents a subset, and the color represents porosity of each subset. Blue color is less porosity, and red color is at high porosity. After obtaining local porosity information, we applied universal multifractal model to get spatial analysis of this local porosity distribution. We chose the porosity value from a subset at X location and subtract to another porosity value from subset at X plus H location, and then we raised to power Q. Here, Q was arranged from 0 to 4 with 0.1 intervals. So we repeated this calculation throughout the whole image and various distance. The final result from this calculation are shown in log log plot here. X axis is log of distance, and Y axis is the log of this value. So this plot provided linear relationship of data, and we fit a straight line and get a slope for each Q. So the final result looks like this plot of Q versus the slope, and this distribution is called structure function. By capitalizing this structure function, we have information of spatial analysis of local porosity distribution. These two images are the final result from local porosity calculation. And these are one source sample from urban site. Here we use a subset size of 25 pixels. The reason we chose 25 subset size was from entropy analysis done previously for the same source samples. Entropy analysis provides characteristic length for the soil. So in for urban soils, characteristic length was 25 pixels. So we applied subset size of 25 throughout the whole images and calculated local porosity. The left one is the whole 3D images, and the right one is the corpus image. Now for suburban and rural site, characteristic length was 40 pixels, so you can see a little bit bigger subset size than urban. Based on this calculation, two histograms were obtained. Now, if you look at the bottom, three images at the bottom of the slide, you can see groups of blue subsets throughout the images. So this is histogram calculated how many subsets had the same porosity. So the highest frequency was shown at the porosity less than 10%, and it was same. They showed the same trend as subsets like 25 and 40. This histogram do not give you any spatial analysis of this local porosity distribution. So as I mentioned before, we applied universal multifractal model to this data and got the structure function distribution for each site. The top line here is the urban one and the rural and sub-rural. You can see the urban one shows a little bit different trend than sub-rural and rural. To capitalize this structure function distribution, we applied this equation and extracted three parameters, H, C, and alpha. All three parameters from source of urban site shows statistically different than other two source from other two sites. Here, soil from urban site had higher value in H and C parameter, which represents that the urban soils from urban had more heterogeneity in pore porosity distribution. On the other hand, alpha value was lower in soils from urban. That means it has greater variation in porosity distribution than other two soils, other two sites. So in conclusion, soils at the urban site has more heterogeneous pore structure than other two sites. It appears that elevated CO2 and temperature changes pore spatial structure in soils. These results also agreed with entropy and fractal analysis done previously for the same soil samples. Finally, a local porosity analysis provides an alternative method to more elaborating method of pore size distribution from three-dimensional images. Thank you. We don't know not yet what's the main factor to change. Yeah, we don't know yet, so we need to do more work on that, so like aggregate level image analysis. So far, right now, we don't know yet exactly.
Why elevated the CO2 in the research? Why you said that there's an elevated CO2 content? What's the reason for that kind of treatment?
It was naturally.
Naturally high.
Naturally high because it's in the center of city, so naturally they had a higher CO2 and temperature.
Do you have any suggestions on the mechanism? How elevated CO2 affects the microstructure and the porosity structure?
That's also no. So we are still doing a lot of work on this side. So right now we just find there's differences. So next step is why? What mechanism makes these changes here?
Maybe there is no connection whatsoever to CO2.
Maybe.
It's just low geographical and local.
I don't know because no, maybe not because in the beginning it was all same soil. We excavated the same time and put the same soil at the same time, and they planted same they spread same plants all three sites. So they reduced the environmental variable across sites. Local porosity distribution, I didn't study very deeply about this one, but there are people using this local porosity to find the permeability or transport in porous media. So I don't know exactly how they apply that in model, but the one of the advantage of this local porosity distribution is you can apply to that kind of modeling. So people are using this model, but so maybe the next step is I have to find the connectivity or more water property of this site.
Thank you. Thank you very much.